Do you find yourself struggling to fit exercise into your already busy schedule? If so, you're not alone, and today's episode is going to be the one you definitely do not want to miss, because I'm giving you my number one strategy for fitting in exercise even when you really don't have time, and that's coming up next right here on Unshakable Habits. The right habits can help you have it all: more time, better health, improved relationships, and less stress. But most people lack the tools to stick with those habits long enough to see results. That is about to change. Welcome to Unshakable Habits with your host, Stephen Box. It's time to take your habits from unsustainable to unshakable. Welcome back. You are tuned in to episode 70 of Unshakable Habits. I am your host, Stephen Box. And yesterday, we talked about how to say no to people so you can buy back some of your time. But if you haven't developed that skill yet, there's a good chance that you've got a pretty busy schedule. And one thing I can tell you is people who have really busy schedules, workouts, nutrition, sleep, usually one of the very first things to go. As a matter of fact, let me share a couple of quick numbers with you guys. These are from coaching clients entering a coaching program. And these are people from various programs around. 62% of the participants said that they had trouble exercising regularly because of the demands of daily life. Keep in mind, these are people going into coaching, not people who are already coaching. 87% say they find it difficult to deal with stress at least some of the time. 89% of those who work deal with moderate to high job stress. And 88% of caregivers deal with moderate to high caregiving stress. So in other words, if you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, whether it's just work, maybe you're taking care of small children or an aging parent, or you just maybe you run a business, you have something else going on that's causing a lot of stress for you, it's a good chance that at least some of the time you're not dealing with it very well. And when that happens, exercise, nutrition, sleep are probably the first three things to go. That self-care trifecta is the first thing that gets abandoned by a lot of people. I want to give you a tool today, a strategy that is going to help you be able to still get exercise in consistently. I wish I could give you nutrition and sleep today too, but I only have so much time on a single episode. But I want to give you this strategy that's going to help you get the exercise in consistently. And just real quick, I want to share with you a personal story. When I was losing my 80 pounds, I was working with a trainer. He was a Navy SEAL or former. I'm not sure exactly the right way to say that. I don't want to offend any Navy SEALs out there. So I'll just leave it at he's a Navy SEAL. And he would do these crazy long workouts. So once I started getting in better shape and I decided to pursue this passion of helping people with their health, and eventually that turned into habits. But I started off as a personal trainer. And so me and him became good friends, and we used to train together. And so I would do these crazy two-hour workouts with him. So 45-minute to 60-minute workouts honestly seemed short to me. And there came a time in my life where I'm working really hard trying to build my business, do all these things, and I just didn't have time for hour-long workouts. But my mentality was, if I can't do the hour, it's not worth it, right? And the reality is, I was really putting myself in a bad spot. Because when we are stressed, one of the absolute best stress relievers, and trust me, I was stressed. When we are stressed, one of the best stress relievers is, so if we are taking away one of the best stress relievers out the box, as soon as stress hits, what do you think happens to stress? Doesn't get any better, right? What's even crazier is they've actually been able to look at this and note that when we are stressed, even if you're in great shape beforehand, if you get away from working out for a little while and you are stressed, it actually increases the deconditioning process. So in other words, if you took a week off and went on vacation, or you took a week off because you were super stressed out, you would actually come back more deconditioned from the stress state, even though it was the same amount of time out of the gym. Crazy, right? So that's where I was. And I was fortunate. I had a really good friend. I have a network of other coaches and trainers and everybody that I'm friends with. And I was talking to one of my friends, and he went, "Dude, what would you tell a client? Would you tell a client, just don't worry about it if you don't have 45 minutes, or would you tell them, just get what you can?" And he was right. And I knew better. And I didn't do better, right? So the strategy that I'm about to share with you is what I relied on to get me out of that slump. And this is a concept I learned actually at Precision Nutrition. I have several certifications through them, including my nutrition cert, my master health coaching certification, and my sleep stress management and recovery certification, and a couple of specializations like behavior change, metabolism, different dietary approaches, things like that. The concept that they have is called the dial method. And I love this concept. You can apply this to anything, but I'm really just going to focus on what this looks like in terms of movement right now. So here's the idea. Think about one of those old school radio dials. For those of you close to my age, I'm turning 46 this year. So for those of you close to my age, remember the old school radio dials. I don't even know if they have these anymore. But you would just turn it and the volume, and it had like little numbers going all the way around. Except for our dial doesn't have an off. And that's because there is no such thing as off. We're always looking to do something. The idea is we want to figure out what is 1, what is 10, and what's everything in between. So I'm going to give you some examples here. But before I do, I want to walk you through this 5-step process for figuring this out. So step 1, consider the areas of your life where you'd like to change or improve. So in our instance, we're going to say exercise. So step 2, ask, what's the absolute most I could do? What is your 10? Step 3, ask what's the absolute least that you could do. So I even like to take this a step further and ask my clients, if everything around you was total chaos, what could you still actually manage to get done reasonably? That's your 1. Step 4, use your 1 and your 10, and then fill in the other points on the dial. We're going to do that here in a minute. And step 5, refer to your dial whenever life gets busy or slows down. And you'll see what we mean by that here in just a second. Let's take exercise as our example. Maybe a 10 is like intense daily training, right? So we're talking like tactical military type training. Like my boy Rob, that was the train I worked with. His name was Rob. So we're talking like Rob workouts, okay? 2 hours in the gym every day doing different stuff. That's what we're talking about. That's a 10. A 1 is just parking a little bit further from the office and walking. That's a 1. That's like super easy to do, right? No matter what's going on, you're going to work anyway, so you just park a little further out, right? Even if it's raining, get that umbrella, that's fine. So now we got to start filling in. What are the blanks? So 2 might be taking the stairs instead of the elevator. A 3 is just doing a 10-minute workout next to the bed in the morning. A 4 is reasonably challenging 30-minute workouts 3 times a week. 5 might be 3 30-minute workouts a week plus a daily 20-minute walk. So all it is a 4 plus the daily walks, right? 6 is 3 1-hour gym workouts a week plus a daily walk. A 7 is your gym routine 4 times a week, hiking on the weekends. An 8 could be 5 1-hour workouts per week plus a daily 1-hour walk. And then a 9 could be challenging 60 to 90 minute workouts 6 days a week. So that would be your fitness scale. And now, if you didn't get all the details of that, you can go back and listen to this over and over again if you want to. Or you could just not really worry about it and just make up your own scale, because it doesn't really matter. The examples I gave aren't relevant to anything. They're not set for some specific goal or anything. They're just examples. Don't feel bad if you didn't get those. You can just come up with your own. But feel free to listen back just to get an idea of the way that they build upon one another. And that's the idea. And now, here's what I tell clients. When things are bad, go between a 1 and a 3. When things are great, go from 8 to 10. And what will happen is that most days you'll find yourself somewhere between a 4 and a 7. And if you can consistently stay between a 4 and a 7, you're going to see fantastic results. So that is the dial method. And I'm telling you, if you apply it, it is an absolute game changer. It helped me get out of my workout funk, helped me start getting more consistent with that, and has made exercise a part of my life ever since, no matter what is going on, because I can always turn the dial down to 1. I can always crank it up to 10. If you found that helpful, please do me a favor and share this with someone else that you know could benefit from it. And if you need help creating your dial, or you want to see what this could look like for other areas of your life, like nutrition or sleep or stress management or any other area of life that you might want to do this with, go to unshakablehabits.com and click on the Book a Roadmap button and schedule yourself a free call. And I will be happy to talk with you about it and share with you how I can actually help you to do that. Tomorrow, we're going to have an episode specifically for the guys out there. Ladies, you're welcome to listen too, because, you know, you might want to know what is causing most men to feel overwhelmed. And that's what I'm going to go over, is the top 3 reasons that I have found with the clients that I've worked with, why most men end up being overwhelmed and what to do about it. So that is going to be coming out tomorrow. But until then, I remind you, as always, that while none of us are born unshakable, we can all become unshakable.